Gifted One speaks here, Johnny on 11. Lightning in action.
Hi-ho.
I love Snaggle Push.
I always love that. I don't play those old cards anymore. That's a classic 11-hour jingle. Yeah. As we go into the overtime portion of our proceedings here, overtime only runs as long as we want it to, or as long as you make it worth our while. Meaning there are enough of you out there still listening on the internet, or enough of you wanting to call in to participate in this portion of the show. So, like, if you're normally uptight about talking to the hundreds of thousands listening to us on WBCQ, the audience is somewhat smaller now. So here's your opportunity to check in at 718-633-3010. But you're not going to want to do it right now, because up next is the man that'll probably take up the next half hour to 45 minutes of the show. And that's our good pal Rufus. I believe we got him on the line right now. Thank you for calling back, brother Rufus.
It's just about time. It's just about time that those coughing little creepy program managers who stood on the sidelines jeering the greatest talk show host of our lifetime, Johnny Lightning, finally admitting it. Lightning, distinguished panel, expanding audience. And is Bob Grant doing his show in his pajamas?
Probably. I mean, he's, you know, and no doubt he's using an ISDN line and doing it from home, but he sounds pretty good.
Sounds good, and he's...
You know, but it's basically the same old shit. I'm almost at the point now in his career where, you know, I wish he would have, like, just... No, actually, it's nice to have him back. Let me say that. It's good to have him back. Occasionally, I'll tune him in.
Well, a couple of months ago when he was filling in on WABC, he came out in support of Amnesty, so he kind of nullified, like, 35 years of the Bob Grant Show.
Yeah, well, Bob has definitely gone through some changes. I remember, and some of them for the better. I remember the Bob Grant that used to refer to Martin Luther King as that scumbag Marty, quote-unquote, who now, and even on the first show, somehow the conversation got around to him and was very laudatory of Martin Luther King. Not, of course, that I object, because so am I, but it's quite a change from the Bob Grant of yore.
Well, Bob Grant, folks, I hate to break your heart, was an entertainer. That's all he was.
And still is.
He was an entertainer.
Yes, but he's an entertainer whose views, I believe, are real, are true. You know, I don't think he's making it up. The statements he makes on the air reflects who and what Bob Grant is. And unlike most conservatives, Bob Grant is not afraid to stray from the party line, if you know what I mean.
Well, he's straight from the party line on a few issues like abortion. He's pro-abortion. But as far as being he was a...
pro-choice, let's say. Yeah. I don't know anybody that's pro-abortion.
I mean, you're just you're using semantics there, John.
No. There is a big difference there. Now, come on, Rufus. Think critically.
Come on. Tell that to a baby who's being aborted.
Yeah, I would, because they wouldn't understand me. There's a big difference between being pro-choice, meaning, hey, it's not up to me. Lady, go ahead. If you've made the decision that you're going to take this life before it's a viable life in the first trimester, fine and well. That's different than saying, yeah, I'm for abortion. Why, every fetus should be aborted. No more children should be allowed to be born. Come on.
40 million babies in this country have been aborted, and those 40 million, you might have had some brilliant minds.
Yeah, and some real sickos, sleazeballs, and scumbags.
It's also a possibility, too. We know that. But as far as Grant was basically a company man when it came...
Well, you keep saying was.
Well, is. Well, is, was, now he is again, a talk show.
Well, you know, this is different owners at WABC now.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's the only reason why he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're going to bring Imus back, too.
I don't know where. There is a possibility that he might show up doing mornings on 770.
Right. Well, to me, but getting back to Grant, Grant was basically a...
Here he goes again, what was.
Is a company man for the Republican Party. He basically... If you remember that situation with Christy Todd Whitman, I mean, what she did to him and went, you know, called him names and didn't like him.
Yeah, he was very supportive of her, and then when he was down, she kicked him in the teeth.
Right, and then in the end, he supported her reelection because the Republican Party leaders in the state of New Jersey got to him and told him, come on, Bob, we need her. And she won a very, and I mean very close reelection in the year of 1997. And, that's the same Christy Todd Whitman, who I call a clean air Chrissy, who went down to 9/11, down after 9/11 to the Trade Center where the attack was, and said the air was clean down there. Folks, that air was not clean down there. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I don't know, of course, whether or not somebody led her astray or she was also delivering her rendition of the party line to keep the peace, if you will, to see to it that everybody would be calm and proceed to engage in the cleanup activity, which, of course, might have been severely compromised had the truth been known by those many people who have turned out to, in some cases, be suffering from really bad, bad physical ailments, not to mention those that are dead because they were given false, bogus information regarding how toxic that site was.
Right. Well, the line was, the bottom line was basically, hey, we're not shutting down Lower Manhattan, and if we have to say the air is good, we're going to say it. They weren't going to shut it down. That would have caused multi-billions of dollars in damage already that was inflicted on that day.
And of course, the bottom line was green as usual, or at least keeping. They had to keep the green out of the red.
For at least a week, the Lower Manhattan was closed. I mean, I couldn't get home. And eventually, I had to go into the closed area. I had to show my ID saying I live in this area to get in.
Well, you live on Canal Street?
No, I live on Grand Street, which is pretty close to it.
No addresses, please.
Yeah.
Not a chance. We want to keep his adoring fans away.
If I was running the Democratic Party, I would do a commercial. I mean, Giuliani's not going to get the nomination. He's got a McCain move.
What makes you think he won't get the nomination? Who do you think will get the nomination?
Well, first of all, I think Giuliani's going to have a McCain moment. But let's fantasize for the Giuliani supporters if he did get the nomination. If I was running the Democratic Party, I would come up with a commercial. I would put Giuliani in a toy fire truck, have him driving around, caption on there saying, this gentleman has claimed that he spent more time at the Trade Center after the attack than the actual rescue workers. We know that proved to be a lie.
Indeed, because people went back and actually totaled up the number of hours. And I think, in fact, he spent all of about 24 hours at the site over the period of X number of months. And, of course, most of those hours were not spent there. Obviously, he wasn't engaged in any cleanup or rescue operations. He was there for photo op after photo op so he could turn himself into America's mayor so that he could become the mayor of Ground Zero.
Then I'd have him in that toy fire truck, and as the commercials ended, I'd have a caption. But what he really did was on November 1st, 2001, he had the fireman arrested down there at the Trade Center after he lied to him that he said that recovery would go on until they found all their buddies that were killed on that attack. Folks.
Yeah, well, after they found all the valuables in the vault and all the stuff they really wanted to find, everybody else could have been on their way.
Giuliani is a media creation, folks. That's what he is. Don't kid yourself.
But Rufus, he did such great work here in New York City.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And bottom line is, he was mayor for 3 months after that attack. He's done nothing about terror. They're trying to put this out there that he's the best candidate on the war on terror and stuff. That's all baloney and BS. He's actually on the campaign trail now. People don't realize this, but he's actually coming out and saying that we have to increase immigration. This is what he's going. And he's also used this term too, folks. Think about it. He said America depends on foreign workers. This is Rudolph.
Yeah, that isn't so bad, so as long as those foreign workers are in China.
Well, look, and that's another big thing. Look, all the garbage has been sent over from China to this country. That should be a big news story, but it isn't, right? Because you know why? Look at who some of the lobbyists, folks, are. You want to know who some of the lobbyists are? All this business between the U.S. and China.
Yes.
Bush's nephew, George Jeb's son, also Jeb Bush, also Neil Bush is a lobbyist.
Also known as the usual suspects.
Right.
That's right. And look what they bring us. Yeah. And of course, Americans now are only getting outraged because it's toys that are defective. And the toys might hurt our children. Although China is going to fix them up. I hear they're now going to, they're going to be making toys in two different styles.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Regular and unleaded.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Rufus.
Right, well, lead was an additive to the gas. They made it sound like they were removing the lead from the gas. Lead was put in there to protect the valves and the inside of the engine.
Right, prevent knocking and wear, yeah.
And, China is...
I don't know, I like that line. You guys blow.
No, it was predictable line. That's guess,
but it was a good line.
I tell you, next week you write the show. No, there'll be nobody listening.
We'll get Billy Mays.
If you want to have a fun time, Johnny, you go to China and you pretend that you're a businessman. They'll have you.
That would be pretend to go, right?
You wouldn't even have to get out of your hotel room. There'll be knocks on the door. They send gorgeous women right up to your room. That's how they do business.
Oh, wait, I didn't know about this. Hold on now.
Come on. You didn't know that?
He's going to go to Beijing as a broadcast mogul.
And I do have a thing for Asian women.
And you ever, Neil Bush's...
You know how I am there with Asian Escorts Limited, right?
Uh-huh. Young Lei and what's the other one?
Yes. Wu Tai and Young Lei. Yeah. I can't afford them these days. Yeah. By the way, that's Wootai and Yunglai, just in case, you know, you want to get in touch with Asian Escorts Limited and you want to get the right girls.
One dumb bleep and who flung bleep?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about now. All right, wrap it up, Rufus.
All right, listen, folks. This is, you know how it is. You know how it is out there. Don't fall for these media creations. You know something? Giuliani, Obama, Hillary, Fred Herman Munster Thompson, all of these candidates, John Edwards, McCain, they're all members of the Council of Foreign, I call it, now I've dubbed it the Council of Foreign Invaders. The Council of Foreign Relations, folks. And I've mentioned that several times on radio shows. You know, some of the shows that would let me on now don't even let me on no more if I mentioned that.
No, because they get tired of hearing, you know, your standard immigration spiel, or you rooting for Tancredo. I don't. There's no other reason, really. I mean, after all, you know how to do radio phone.
Folks, don't even be fooled by it. These people are all members of the Council of Foreign Relations, a big open border group. If you vote for Giuliani, it's just like voting for Hillary. It's all nonsense. Don't be fooled by it. And I'll leave you with this one last thing, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Your show, I really mean it, is free speech. There's people out here listening to your show. Who knows how many people are really listening? They should contribute to your show. And even when you put on a good show and everything, they should contribute and break open the saddle for free speech. Folks, right. I have spent more time on hold for most of these shows than I've done on air, except for the lightning show. That's why you should break open those damn saddlebags. Good luck, guys.
Thank you, Brother Rufus. Well, always a good way to close out the show is with a plea for funds, which gives me the opportunity to mention to those of you listening online, because if you're listening on WBCQ, I'm fucking amazed because the phone line was dropped about 10 minutes ago. So who knows? Anything's possible. But if you are listening, it is, of course, online. And let me remind you, online people, that at our website is a link to PayPal. And that is the means by which you can help support the show. This show is entirely listener-funded. Well, actually, that's a crock of shit. It's entirely Johnny Lightning-funded, except for those few listeners that do cough up some funds. One or two who did this week, and I don't have your emails in front of me. You know who you are. If you're still listening, first of all, I sent you a thank you email, but thank you again, and from the heart and all that, for what it's worth. Because, really, you know, when people show faith by sending $5, $10, $20, $200,000. It makes me feel
right.
Good. You know, it makes me realize, hey, some people do actually understand the amount of time, energy, and money it takes to produce 3 hours of quality radio for you every week, which otherwise fucks up my life. But you know, it's important to me too, because it's all about entertaining and informing. And those are two things I do relatively well, so I have to. So therefore, if you want it to continue, please help out, because, I am going fucking broke here. What was the latest bill here this week? I mentioned that last week, having to bring in the exterminator to the tune of $350, however many dollars, so I can get rid of that problem. All, since January, nothing. Now, I go up to that apartment last week, right, to help out, and I get 2 bites. Now, fortunately, nothing since. Almost a week's gone by, and, you know, knock for Micah, and I have my apartment done again, you know? God almighty, with bugs and whatnot and all these unnecessary expenses. That was $352 worth of liners I was going to buy, ladies and gentlemen. Right? So, therefore, I have to keep re-editing the old ones. Help us out, please. Please use the PayPal account if you've got one. Show your love, fealty, devotion, and support of John P. Lightning and the Extravaganza by making a donation at our website, which is johnlightning.com. That's johnlightning.com. Use the PayPal link on the right-hand side of the screen and send along a little coin just as a thank you. It doesn't have to be much. Whatever it is, it makes me know that you shivig it, and that really does matter to me. Gentlemen, any last words there? Michael, sir?
Just have a good week, everybody. That's all.
Brother Steve?
No, nothing really more to say.
And you guys don't have a fucking thing to say ever, do you? And Jack Hammer, who's been incredibly quiet tonight.
Speaking the mic.
Yes, I'll be making a mistake and falling and finding the wrong apartment and appearing here soon.
What is this? I thought you had a new apartment. What, are you moving again?
Yes.
Wait a minute. You just moved into new digs a couple of weeks ago. What happened? What went wrong?
I'm moving into the room over there.
Oh, you're moving. Bullshit, pal. You wouldn't want to move into that room anyway. That used to be my bedroom. And now I was going to say, but I don't know if my neighbors are listening on the FM feed there. But okay, fuck them. The asshole next door. Okay, see, I got along with these people. Relatively nice people, generally respectful. But hey, you know, the only chance I get to sleep late, because I'm normally up like 4:15, the only chance I get to sleep late is Saturday and Sunday mornings. And this crummy little dog that I can crush with two fingers out there every morning, been out there as early as 5:30 in the morning. Yap, 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 yap. Take your fucking dog out front and walk it out front instead of letting it go in the backyard, you moron. I'm your neighbor. The neighbor that goes out of his way to treat you with kindness, courtesy, and respect. Except tonight, live here on the air. Kindness, courtesy, and respect I give you. I am not loud in inappropriate hours. Between the hours of like a... This is what I ask, gentlemen. Between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., keep your dog out of the fucking yard. Period. No loud shit going on out there except for that time frame. After 9 o'clock in the morning, hey, if I haven't gotten enough sleep by then, my fucking problem. After 9 o'clock at night, you know, your kids should be quieting down, your dog should be in. I think that's fair. Well, what do you guys think before we get out of here? I mean, really, I think that's appropriate to have, you know, a window of opportunity to do whatever and then be respectful of your neighbors. Because when that used to be my bedroom, that meant that, like, my bedpost was literally feet away from the fence that this dog is up against barking at times. And I'm not that much further away being one flight up, but I tell you, it's aggravating and annoying, and it's disrespectful.
You know what they have? Those rat traps, those glue traps?
No, just stick them out there.
Don't worry about it. One or two times he gets caught on there, and they got to take it off him.
Believe me, a lesser John Lightning will do that, because I haven't killed a dog in years.
This is not the kill.
No, really, I haven't. That was many years ago. Maybe I'll tell that story on the air one night. You know, because I sit back sometimes and I think, John, people say, you shouldn't be proud of that. I am proud that I took that dog out. Should I tell that story here and now?
No.
No, Michael, I tell that story here before we get out of here tonight? See, after asking them for money, probably some dog owner, some guy out there that has about 16 different dogs, is now going to sit and listen to me tell the story about the time I offed this dog, and he's now getting back on the PayPal to see if he can withdraw the $200 he just sent.
What I'm trying to say is that, no, this is not to kill the dog. It's just to get him all gluey and watch what happens when the people have to take that crap off the dog.
In all honesty, come on, that would hurt the dog. No, I mean, under no circumstances would I do that. Under no circumstances would I kill somebody's
it's
pet dog.
Gonna kill.
This dog.
Just stick him up.
See,
and
this
they
was,
can't
would
walk
you please
it, so.
Shut up and stop talking over me? What, Michael? Should I tell the story or should I like not make anybody? Of course, this is just shtick. I never really killed the dog. If you're sending money to our PayPal account, what do you think, Michael?
why not?
Okay.
Oh, here we go again.
So. I used to, at one time, I used to do most of my sleepage on the pull-out bed right here in the facility, because I'd rarely get out of the facility. What are we looking at nakedness? What
is
this?
Show me some empirical evidence.
Oh, God, that's Geraldo Rivera.
I don't think it's a causation of me being here.
She's
I think
a former centerfold.
Who's she?
I don't know her name. She's a former centerfold from
penthouse. Mm-hmm. And there's another woman there, a blonde woman, yes, who's a psychologist of some kind. And mm-hmm, she looks like she could post for the set of
films. He was watching the first run. Right.
Okay, the segment's over. You talked all over it. What good are you? Okay, so anyway, I used to sleep right here. And as you know, that window, and that's about maybe 6 feet away, there's a fence. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of that fence, neighbors. Well, the neighbor that owned a series of those buildings decided that a good place to store some German Shepherd guard dogs that he used on other property to deter theft in various properties that were that were under construction or were otherwise unattended. He decided a good place to keep his guard dogs was in the backyard here behind this facility. Big German Shepherd guard dogs that did nothing, literally, no exaggeration, all night long, night after night, week after week, month after fucking month, but real loudly, sometimes coming right up to this here gate, barking at cats that would be in my backyard, so that this dog would literally be barking at me from a distance of approximately 6 feet away. Imagine, my good friends, trying to sleep through that. Well, I did all the right things. I went to the owner, who basically told me, go fuck yourself. This is where I'm keeping these dogs. I went to the police, who essentially did nothing, supposedly notified him, but did nothing, never showed up to do anything. I spoke to my neighbors, who are, needless to say, easily as pissed, if not more so than I. They also made phone calls and inveighed against the dogs being there. But you know what? The dogs remained. Week after week, somehow they remained. Until John P. Lightning finally had enough. And from on high, the rooftop, using a large, heavy object with considerable accuracy and aim, took out the dog with one fell swoop. Now, the dog did not suffer. The dog died. And I look back, I say, John, you never did anything like that before in your life. How do you feel? I felt fucking great. As did everybody around here that finally got a good night's sleep. Because you know what? The next day, the remaining dog, gone. Gone. Removed. Removed from the property. Because the owner started thinking about whether or not he wanted to lose two dogs. Now, gentlemen, after 2 months of putting up with that, do you think I did the right thing? Do you think it was required? Or maybe I should say, do you think it was an acceptable outcome? Something that I did that could be considered immoral, illegal, yeah, sure, but is mitigated by the fact that that animal, simply an animal, was destroying the quality of life for dozens of people. No exaggeration, dozens of people, all of whom were, depending on who you talk to, a lot more moral or a lot more afraid than I to finally take action. Michael?
I don't know. I really have a hard time with this.
Isn't that a tough one?
You know, I'm an animal lover, so.
As you know, am I?
Nah, not like me, though.
I guess not.
So,
after two months.
I don't know if I could do that.
After 2 months of no fucking sleep and no end in sight, no resolution trying to resolve it the right way, quote unquote, I finally just got so pissed off one night that I said, this is the night. You're finished. Big guy?
I have a problem with it, too.
On what level?
Well,
I did it. I admit it.
This is your shtick.
No, on the level of that, you know, you killed a living being and a relatively
intelligent. No, I didn't kill a living being. I killed a dog. And yes, I love dogs and I love cats. But yes, this one had to go.
Well,
for the better good.
I would have done something to make the dog, shall we say, timid.
Oh, you don't think I tried? You don't think I tried everything in my power over the period of 2 fucking months to make that dog timid as you put it. Everything I did only got it more fired up and pissed off and caused it to bark louder and longer.
No, I'm talking about certain chemicals that would have done that dog in. You know, because they have the same exact reaction as
we chemicals
do.
That would have done it in. So you're talking about doing it in with chemicals that would be a slow and prolonged death, as opposed to the one I gave it, which was incredibly swift.
I'm talking about certain drugs that you used to partake in.
It would be better for me to go out and obtain controlled substances, mix it with dog food, put it on the other side of the fence, and have this dog go off on an acid trip? Boy, I don't think anybody would be doing any sleeping that night or for Monday nights to come. You're an idiot.
But I think
I may be a bad guy, but I'm not an idiot.
If the dog realized you were making him feel good, all you have to do is poke your face out the window.
I'm hearing? That the dog would... Oh, my God. I don't even know why I bothered going to you. Mr. Hammer, please. Now, we got to move on because that just got stupid.
You don't know the truth.
Okay. Mr. Hammer, tough decision for me.
Well, you tried every type of... you tried to be...
I tried to be responsible.
Adult way, but this guy didn't care what you had to say or what anybody had to say. So that was like the extreme.
You know, when the police department just apparently decided that we ain't going to do a fucking thing, it was really left to somebody to use extreme measures to restore peace, to restore sanity. I don't know about you guys, but how many nights for how many months of your life do you think you would be able to handle trying to sleep while a German Shepherd is barking within feet of your bed, within a few feet of your bed? It's on that basis I ask you to judge what I did. And yes, I was... mentally to an extent broken, and I finally snapped and did what had to be done. And in retrospect, I look back and I feel no pain because I realized I delivered the goods to everybody that lived here. Of course, I didn't do it for the rest of them, but it turned out that way.
Hey, as long as you weren't caught, that would have been a big problem.
Fortunately. Well, yeah. I waited a sufficient amount of time after I put in my last complaint to the police and the owner before I took that action. No doubt, most everybody had a theory as to who did it, but nothing was ever proven. Nobody ever came and chatted with me about it.
Yeah. You know, when I was in Vietnam, we used to have the dogs that were our dogs. They basically ran wild, but we fed them, we took care of them, and of course...
The dogs ran free.
We had our group of heads, so to speak, mm-hmm. And basically the dog's always around them trying to get that contact high. They never, whatever the guys were smoking, they were very quiet and coming over, licking people's faces and just going sniff, sniff, sniff at the smoke coming off those little reefers. Man.
You know, I believe what I'm hearing, going sniff, sniff, sniff.
That's right. That's what you had to see it to believe it. And that's what I was saying. Once, if the dog realized you were getting them high, he would have been very friendly to you from that point on.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. Here, give me a nice German Shepherd that would have wanted to rip my arm off, for God's sakes.
Not like
that. Which reminds me.
No.
Malaysia has, this week, gave out awards to dogs that they use to sniff out pirated DVDs. They've got these. I think we mentioned this last week. Yeah, they've got these dogs trained to recognize the chemical compounds that are used in making DVDs, and you know they have them down at the ports. They're going sniffing the container vessels, I guess, and rooting out pirated DVDs. Although,
right.
When it comes to finding pirated Kevin Costner films,
oh God,
they just bring out the bomb sniffing dogs.
This is WBCQ. We are the planet.
We're the people. Speak for themselves.
Good night, y'all.